The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.
Hello and welcome again to The Odd Pod. Travellers who lie about having visited red list countries will face incredibly harsh punishment, a decade locked inside a Pontins holiday camp. Audible gasps were heard around the House of Commons as Health Secretary Matt Hancock outlined the consequences for UK arrivals who hid the fact that they'd been to a COVID hotspot. Lying about such a thing is potentially murderous, explained Mr. Hancock. Jail would be too good for the perpetrators of such a heinous crime. The penalty for misleading authorities about your country of origin will be 10 years in a Pontins camp, with no exceptions. At this point, Jacob Rees-Mogg asked what on earth a Pontins was. Upon being shown some photographs, he fainted. Human rights activist Simon Williams, no relation, says that the government has gone too far. I completely understand the need for travel restrictions, said Simon, but this is cruel and barbaric. At least prison cells get cleaned occasionally. The same cannot be said of Pontin chalets. In such establishments, the bathroom floor is likely to be strewn with used toilet paper, the pillow still covered with the biscuit crumbs which fell from the mouth of the previous occupant. Even inmates' exercise breaks won't give them a break from appalling levels of sanitation. The swimming pool would be approximately 30% mould and 12% dirty nappies. By increasing the number of people exposed to Pontins, surely we're creating a hotbed of disease far worse than COVID. Responding to the criticism, Matt Hancock said, "Don't worry, anyone who visits a Pontins will need to quarantine for 10 days in South America."
The Odd Pod.
Odd Pod.